Okay, today's daf is Ayin Beis. We're on the first word of Ayin Beis, and today's daf is sponsored by the Klein family, Lila Nishmas, Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Peretz, Hashem Shav and Aliyah. So there are two ways that a person can make a mistake. They can make a mistake on purpose, and they make, that's not really called a mistake, and they can make a mistake about a mistake. Maybe an accident, right? The Mishnah said, the Mishnah started off, HaPesach Sheshachtu Shalol Lishma. If you shecht a Pesach shalol lishma b'Shabbos on Shabbos, you chayev a chatas for that. Yeah, but I'm just going to we have to go over just for a minute to reorient ourselves. So a Pesach that shechted shalol lishma on Shabbos, you chayev a chatas. Why?
Because
it's a mistake. It's a chatas. You made a mistake. You did a show gig. Then the Mishnah said, Vishar kol hazvachim, every other korban sheshachtun l'shem Pesach, that you shechted for a Pesach on Shabbos, im ein ruuyin chayiv. If it's not roy, you're chayiv, you made a mistake. You can't shecht a cow for a korban Pesach. But if it's ruuyin, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, you toa b'dvar mitzvah, and therefore you're not chayiv. Okay? Based on that, the Gemara says like this. So, B'maya Skinan, what exactly is going on here in this, with this guy? Ilema Betoa, if you're saying he made a mistake, what kind of mistake did he make? Right? He shechted a carbon. What?
It wasn't
right. Right, he shechted Shalol Lishma. Right? But he made a mistake. Shmamina, you see from here, Akira betos havi Akira. Even if you make a mistake on purpose. In other words, not that I didn't realize what I was doing. I thought that... No, you made a mistake on purpose. You had kavana that I'm shechting this for a carbon Pesach. It's not a carbon Pesach. Or I'm shechting it for l'shalol l'shma. You did it b'kavana. There's a machlokas in Masechtas Menachos. Is it Menachos? Somewhere. There's a machlokas in Masechtas Menachos that a Pesach, you know it's a carbon Pesach. You know it's a carbon Pesach. And you shecht it for a shlamim. This is the key. You know it's a Pesach. But you shecht it for a shlamim. So what kind of mistake was that? It's not a mistake, it's on purpose. You knew it's a shlamim. You knew it's a Pesach. And you shecht it for a shlamim, what is that? That's called, you made a mistake on purpose. In English, there's no such thing. You can't make a mistake on purpose in English. Right? But here's what you did. You knew it's a Pesach. And you made a mistake, and you shechted it anyway. L'shem shlamim, shlo l'shma. That's not a chatos. It's almost like amazing. What?
There's no kapara for doing.
So the Mishnah said, so there's a machlokas about that. Between two Amoraim, or I think Rabbah and Rav Chisda. If you do that, what?
Mistake on purpose is a contradiction.
Exactly. But you can have it in Halacha. You're oker betos. It's a tos, but with Akira. Like on purpose of mistake. I knew it's a Pesach. I knew it. I shechted it anyway for a Shlamim. Okay? What's the story with that? Our Mishnah said you get a chatz for that. If that's what we're talking about, so there's a machlokas about that somewhere, I think in Menachos, and now the Mishnah here takes a stand on that. So how could there be a machlokas about something that the Mishnah says is beferish everybody holds from? That can't be. Can't be like that, right? So Shmamina Akir Betos Havi Akira? That's considered a mistake? That can't be right. Ella Baoker. So in other words, it was on purpose? Aim a Seifa. Now look at the Seifa. What did the Seifa say? The Seifa said, Ushar, not the Seifa, it's the very next line in the Mishnah, Ushar kol hazvachim, sheshachton l'shem Pesach, imein on ruyin chayiv. If they're not fit to be a Korban Pesach, you're chayiv. What if imein ruyin hain? What if they're fit to be a Korban Pesach? Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Eliezer is chayiv, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're not chayiv. V'i ba'oker, but if you did it on purpose, Mali ruuyin, mali she'ein ruuyin. What do you mean you're roy or not? You're doing it on purpose. So that can't be right. That doesn't make any sense. Ela pshita betoa. The second case for sure has to be in the case of betoa. Meaning, I thought you could use this for a carbon pesach. I didn't know you can't. I thought you could. Say if it's taka valid for carbon pesach, it's machlokas. If it's not valid, it's not a carbon pesach. But it has to be when you made a mistake. It can't be ba'oker, because if it's ba'oker, you did it b'mezid, then what do you mean if it's roy or not? You did it b'mezid. B'mezid, you did the wrong carbon. Doesn't make any sense. Has to be betoa. So the Gemara says, Reisha ba'oker for sefer betoa. The Reisha is talking about you did it b'mezid, and the sefer is talking about you did it b'shogig. Amar Ravin, in, yes, Reisha ba'oker for sefer betoa. That's right. Not only that, Ashkech Rebitach by Yosef or Bevo, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef once bumped into Rabbi Avo, Tavikar b'uch lusa d'inchi. It was a lot of big crowd of people there. Amalei, Masnishin Mai. What's the story with this Mishnah? What's with this Mishnah? The first two lines of the Mishnah contradict each other. And Amalei, Reisha b'oker v'sefer betoa. It's not a contradiction at all. Reisha was b'oker. So everyone holds it's no good. Sefer was betoa. You made a mistake. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if it's good, it's good. But Rabbi, the first case, he did it beneath it. So of course it's no good. So, Tanim in Arba Zim, that he learned it 40 times. For Dar Malay Kaban Demunach Bekas Bekise, it's as if it was in a he had it in his pocket. He knew it very well. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said as follows: What was the story? What was the story? It's hard enough today. What was the story? What was the story where there was a betoa? I shechted a carbon, right? And I shechted it. The Mishnah says. I shechted it l'shem Pesach. Right? I shechted it l'shem Pesach. If it's taka, a valid carbon for a Pesach, then it's machlokas. Rabbi Elazar said it's no good. Rabbi Shur said, yeah, it's toa bidvar mitzvah. What's the toa? What's the mistake? Maybe, I don't know what the mistake was, but whatever it is, good. And Rabbi Elazar says it's no good. Right? So, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, how on earth can this be good? Uma im Pesach shemutter lishmo. It's mutter when it's lishma. Has to be lishma Pesach. You have to shecht it l'shem Pesach. Kishashina eshmo. And if you do something wrong, you change the root, you don't know the kavana. Chayiv, you're chayiv. So, tzvachim, as a regular carbon, shehein asurin lishmon, on Shabbos, you can't shecht any carbon on Shabbos, even if it's l'shma. Kisheshina es shemon, and then you do it different, eino, didn't you chayiv? Aren't you chayiv for that? So how is it possible that you shecht the wrong carbon on Shabbos, on the Erev Pesach, and it's going to be good, according to, how could that be? Now, v'imisa, and if we're talking about two different cases here, that the ratio was more of a mezid than the seifa, then, holo dummy, reisha l'seifa. Holo dummy, reisha b'oker v'seifa b'toa. Rabbi Eliezer's whole question doesn't make any sense. Because the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. The first case, you did something sort of amazing. Second case, it was mamash a mistake. So they don't compare at all. What kind of question was that, Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Yeshua? And the Gemara answers, l'Rabbi Eliezer lo shani lei. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no difference. He holds no difference to him, whether it's mezid, what's the difference? It's all no good. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is a difference. So why didn't he tell that? Why didn't he give that answer back? He shows it back. I don't agree with that at all. There's a huge difference between Oker and Betoah. So I don't agree with you at all. Rabbi Yeshua, Dishani Lei, Lishti Lehachi. Why didn't he give that answer? The answer is, because he wanted to give an answer that even Rabbi Eliezer would agree with. So, here's his answer. We're going to read this into the Mishnah. L'didi, according to me, lo dami reisha ba'oker v'sefer betoa. There's no question. The reisha was talking about a case of oker, which means I shechted something shelo lishma on purpose. Of course I agree that you may be chayav for that. However, even according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, where there's no difference between oker and toa, you're still wrong. L'didach, according to you, lo imamart b'pesach, Sheshina eshemo l'davar ha'asar. You eshina eshemo. You changed its name for something asar. Tomar bezvachim. But when it comes to a regular carbon, Sheshina eshman l'davar hamutter. You change it to a mutter thing. You shechted stam an animal for a carbon Pesach. And if it's a good animal, it's a good carbon. What's wrong with that? You made a mistake, but in a mutter way. I allow that. That's what's going on here. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says back to him, this is in the Mishnah from yesterday, Emurei Tzibur Yochiach. The Emurin of a carbon Tzibur will prove you wrong. What's a carbon Tzibur? On Shabbos, certain carbonos Tzibur were brought. What if you bring an extra carbon? You brought a second carbon Tamid. The Kohanim spaced out. Did we bring a carbon Tamid today? Let's bring one now. And they brought a second carbon Tamid. Is that good? Says Rabbi Eliezer, you have to agree with me, Rabbi Shur, that's not good. Right? A Emurei Tzibur Yochiach, Shein Mutarin Lishman. Lishman is good. You're allowed to bring a carbon Tamid on Shabbos. And you have to do that. But if you bring a second one, v'hashochet, if you bring a second one, l'shma, chay, he's still chayiv for that. Why are you chayiv? Because, why are you chayiv for that? Because there's only one carbon tamid on Shabbos, not two. I'm saying one in the afternoon. There's only one. So you brought a second one? Why should you be potter for that?
Well, what if you use the musaf?
So I'm saying you bring a second musaf. That's what he's talking about. So of course it's no good. No, that wasn't your intention. Your intention was to make it for a carbon musaf, or to make it for another carbon talmud. So you made a mistake. So listen to Rabbi Yeshua's answer back. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, you can't compare shechting an extra carbon on Shabbos, carbon on Shabbos, which is a problem, to bringing an extra carbon Pesach without kavana, which is not a problem. Why not? Lo imat de beruri tibor shkin yeshlan kitzva. How many carbonos on Shabbos do you bring? However many there are, there's a set amount. There's a carbon musaf, there's a carbon tamid, there's this, there's that. It's all set. So why are you bringing an extra one? Because you spaced out? What kind of answer is that? You do that, you're chayev. Tomer b'Pesach, she'en lo kitzva. But on Pesach, how many carbon of Pesach are there? And endless. Ain't lo kitzva, there's no number. So you see an extra animal line, but you know what? That's a carbon. Someone's carbon Pesach. Must be someone's carbon Pesach over there. Let me go shecht it. And it turns out it was not. That's okay, says Rabbi Yeshua. Turns out it was nobody's carbon Pesach. It was nobody's carbon Pesach. It was shalol no bailam. But you shechted it l'shem Pesach. Says Rabbi Yeshua, it's good. Why is it good? Because it's a mitzvah. There's no end in that. No number of them. And therefore, I hold it's good. Says Rabbi Eliezer, hold it's no good. Why? Why is it different than a carbon zebra that you can't bring? Extra carbon zebras. The answer is extra carbon zebras are fixed. And that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. They have a machlokas about it. Now we're going to start in with so Rabbi Yeshua said, the reason why you can't compare a carbon zebra to the carbon Pesach is carbon zebra is fixed. It's a fixed amount. So you botched up that. Why should you get a pass? I hold, of course you don't get a pass on that. Because it's fixed. Not getting a pass. Limemra, do you mean to say the cholhecha de isle kitzva mechayev Rabbi Yeshua? So whenever it's fixed, Rabbi Yeshua would hold yichayev? That's what he just said. I agree with you, Rabbi Eliezer, that if somebody brings an extra carbon tzibur on Shabbos, they're chayev. They didn't do it on purpose, not a mezid. It's a shogig. They're chayev achatos. Why are they chayev achatos? Because the number of kabanos are fixed. So how do you make a mistake like this? What kind of mistake is this? It's a mistake. You have to be in chamachatos. It's a mistake. So is that what he holds? Anytime it's fixed, you're chayev? Now here we go. Vare tinokos. Babies are fixed. You have a bris milah to do on Shabbos. How many babies are there? How many babies are there in your house they got to do bris milah on? How many are there already? The Yeshlam Kitzvah, they're fixed. Utnan, and there's a mission in Shabbos, your head's going to spin with this. You have to hold cup here. Misha Hayelo Shnei Tinokos. There are two babies in your house. Echad Lumolo Achar Shabbos. One of them, the bris was supposed to be on Sunday. Vechad Lumolo Bishabbos. And one, the bris was supposed to be on Shabbos. And now it's Shabbos. V'shachach, and you made a mistake. You made a mistake. Umol es shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. You do the mila on the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Made a mistake? That's right. Not only that, because it's not even a valid besmila, it's a day early. Not only that, chayiv, you're chayiv. Right? You chayiv what? Chayiv achatas. You did a wound, whatever you did. You did something on, it's a malacha. And it's no heter. It's too early. Echad lemolu be'erev Shabbos. If one was supposed to be on Friday, ve'echad lemolu b'Shabbos, and the other one was supposed to be on Shabbos, v'shachach, and you made a mistake, umol etchel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you did a milah on the Friday baby on Shabbos. Now what'd you do on Friday? You woke up Friday morning thinking of making a bris milah. I don't know what you did. But on Shabbos, you did the Friday one. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Shua Poter. Rabbi Shua says, you potter for that.
Of course, it's still good.
What?
It's still good.
It's good. You potter. Says Rashi. You read says Rashi. The Rashi of Eschel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. Kasavar Shushal Shabbos. You made a mistake. You thought this is the Shabbos baby. Vizeh Shel Erev Shabbos Hoya Esmol Chol Oshenenas. And what happened on Friday? Either you forgot. You forgot this is supposed to be a bris today. Or the baby was sick. I'll do it tomorrow. But you forgot. Umila shelo bezmana ain't a doches haShabbos. Does not doches haShabbos have bezman? Hover over bezmana yamter ad lemocha. Supposed to wait till Sunday. Okay. Rabbi Shua says you potter. Now you potter even though it's kitzva, it's fixed. It's only one baby. Why you potter? It's only one baby. It's fixed. What kind of mistake was this? This is not a mistake like a Korban Pesach. Oh, that must be a Korban Pesach. There's endless amounts today. Thousands. Millions. So I'll do one more. They should have done that at Shabbos. Says Rabbi Shua, it's not a problem. It's no kitzvah. But here the baby's kitzvah. It's only one baby in the house. Two babies. How could you make a mistake like this? It's like making a mistake on a Korban Tzibur. How many are there? You can't make a mistake on that. Look at this Rashi. Rashi says, the tah b'dvar mitzvah. You made a mistake in the mitzvah. V'atza mitzvah b'patter. You made a mitzvah, you putter. Why? Because it's not a day, it's a day late. So you should have waited until Sunday, 100%. It's still a mitzvah. The boy has a bris milah now. Even though he did something wrong, it's chilo Shabbos, he did something wrong. Mitzvah's milah came. He did the mitzvah milah. But over here, nami. It's like kitzvah. Even though there's a fixed amount of babies here, lifter, you're still putter. You're still putter. Then we call mako, masa mitzvah. At the end of the day, he did a mitzvah.
The father actually does the maisa.
You found some random animal in the azara. V'shachto l'shem t'midi tzibur. You shachted it for a tamid tzibur. Kashel zivcho rishon. Should be good. And Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not good. The guy sees an animal. It must be the carbon tamid, the afternoon carbon tamid today, no? What else could that animal be doing here? I'll shechter right now for carbon tamid. We just did that 20 minutes ago. What are you doing? So according to Rishua, Rishua agreed that there was a problem. Because it's kitzvah. So I come over here, it's okay. By the bismillah. That's the question. That's the question. And the Gemara answers, Amar of Ami. Rav Ami says like this, no. Hachav ma'iskinan kigon shekadam umal eschel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. What happened was, you shechted, right? Well, I'm sorry. You're going to shechted umal shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, right? You umal the erev Shabbos one on Shabbos. The ikahach the Shabbos the Torah bay. So you were busy with a bris milah on Shabbos, even though it was wrong. Hacha, right? So therefore what? Therefore what? Hacha, but in the case of the animal. Kigon shekadam v'shachtinhu leimurei tibur bereisha. What? No. What he's saying is, since you shecht, you mauled the wrong baby on Shabbos. It should have been Friday. You shechted it on Shabbos. Now, what? I'm sorry, the baby mauled, not shechted. The Friday baby you did on Shabbos. Then, your wife says, wait a minute, this is the wrong baby. This was supposed to be yesterday. What are you doing? Quick, get the right baby. We'll do the right baby now.
Right baby's not
going to fall. Well, right. But what the Gemara is saying is that...
Because you're tired of it. That's what he's telling
you. Exactly. You're busy with the mitzvah.
Which is the same thing as the kitzvah problem.
One second. No, that's a tahacha, but in the case of the animal, kigon, shekadam, vishachtinhu, leimure tibur, beresha. You shechted the right one first. You shechted the right one first. Now you want to shecht another one? What kind of turret is that? We're busy. What do you mean busy? We're going home. We're done for the day. We shechted the karbatavich al bein arbayim. Day's over. Let's go home and have, enjoy, we'll go home to the family. We're done. Now you shecht one out of the blue because you saw an animal running around. You don't know what it is? God, that's a big mistake. The case of the babies is totally different. The case of the babies is you made a mistake on the first one first, then you'll fix it. So it's tarud, Gemara calls it tarud, we're going to get to this tarud in a minute, and therefore it's okay. That's the Gemara's chiluk between the case of the baby, which is kitzvah, and the case of the carbon random animal, which is not kitzvah. Also kitzvah, but they yechayev, the baby yepater. I don't agree with that distinction.
The problem is, if you're doing the Pesach thing, he's doing 1,000 karbanos over there, he messes up a chagiga and a Pesach.
Right.
So the question is,
are you tar b'dvar mitzvah?
You always are.
So by the baby, no, not by the carbon tibur.
He's saying you're not, but technically you are.
Technically you are, saying.
Logically, what are you doing? There's a gazillion things going on
over
there.
Right. Now, that's what the Gemara says. Now, in the Mishnah that we did yesterday, Reb Meir said, I'm even more makel than you, Rabbi Yeshua. I would agree. I would even say that if a Kohen by accident shechted an extra carbon tzibur on Shabbos, I would say it's also okay. He's tov at bar mitzvah. What are you doing? Saying wrong? He thought it's a sheet sort of the carbon tamid. What does he know? I would even say that. That's what the Mishnah said yesterday. That's what the Mayor said. I would even say that. It's a mistake. Tov at bar mitzvah. What is he doing? Saying what is he shechting it for his own glory? No. He thought it's for the carbon tamid. He made a mistake. I would say the same thing. Rabbi Yeshua didn't agree with that. Rabbi Yeshua agreed about a carbon Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer didn't agree with that. Rabbi Eliezer's north machmer. Rabbi Yeshua is in the middle. Now Rabbi Meir's even more makel. Ihachi. If all this what you're saying is true, then Rabbi Meir said, Afa shochet l'shem imurei tibur pater. I would say you pater for that too. But you shecht an animal on Shabbos. Afa gaf de kadim v'shachtinu l'imurei tibur bereisha. Even if you did it first. Even if you did the correct one first, and it's an hour later, like, wait a minute, what's that animal doing here? Oh, it must be a carbon tibur. I'll check it right now. No one said that's okay. Says Rabbi Meir, that's okay. He tore b'dvar mitzvah. For Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Chia, Amar Rabbi Meir, lo nechlaku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, al shayi lo shnei tinokos, echad lo al the erev Shabbos, vechad lo al b'shabbos, v'shachach omal shel erev Shabbos b'shabbos dechayev. You chayev for that. Alma nechlaku. What are they arguing about? Al shayi lo shnei tinokos. He had two babies. Echad lo al achar Shabbos. One was supposed to be shechted on Sunday, v'echad lamol b'Shabbos, and one was supposed to be shechted on Shabbos, v'shachach umolof shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. You mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Now, when we started off with that case, we said everyone agreed it was a problem. Says Rabbi Meir, no, I hold that Rabbi Yeshua holds that's not a problem. The Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Eliezer says Yechayev v'chadas, and Rabbi Yeshua says Yepater. Why Yepater? Because you're Torah b'dvar mitzvah, right? And the mistake came first. Now his whole distinction between the mistake of the Mila and the mistake of the carbon was by the mistake of the Mila, the good Mila came first. And by the mistake of the carbon, the mistake came second. Now Rabbi Meir says, no. Even if the mistake came first, I still hold. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's okay. It's not a problem. Why? Torah b'dvar mitzvah. The mistake came first. Doesn't make a difference. Now, the Tisbara, could that make any sense? Uma hasam, in the Sefer, the lo avid mitzvah. If you didn't do a mitzvah, why didn't you do a mitzvah? Because you did the mispril a day early. It's not a mitzvah. And nevertheless, potter Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, it's okay, because Tov Bidvar Mitzvah, whatever that mitzvah means. So then, Resha, the first case, where you mild a Friday baby on Shabbos, there we hold Dechayev? That doesn't make any sense. According to Rabbi Meir, that makes no sense. Resha, the Ka'avid Mitzvah, Mechayev? That makes no sense. How could that be? You hear that? So, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Resha, the case of the Resha, where Rabbi Yeshua said, you're chayiv according to Rabbi Meir, when you mild an Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, kigon, shekadam umal shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. You totally mixed it up. You mild the Shabbos baby on Friday. So now when Shabbos came, what do you have here? You have a baby that you know is wrong. Not that a mistake now. You mild this Friday, the Shabbos baby on Friday. Now you have a Friday baby, they're doing it on Shabbos. Now, if you did it, it's a mitzvah. Because the day late, it's not bisman. Okay. How do you make this mistake?
See, you're assuming that he knew that.
Exactly. And the Gemara says, Shalit Shabbos Lidchos. You can't do that on Shabbos. You can't do that. Shabbos is not docha brishmil, not shalom bisman. Therefore, you're chayev. Because on Shabbos, you realize, oh my goodness, I mouthed the wrong baby yesterday.
But then you're doing it on bare purpose.
Exactly. That's exactly why you're chayev. Right.
You don't figure it out until Sunday morning. Sunday morning, you realize you made a mistake. Now you have to do two chavos?
No. What?
Sunday morning, you figure this out.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. No, not two. What two?
First one's wrong also.
But then you did it on Friday.
They still do a bris on when it's possible.
But there's only one bris on Shabbos now.
Shabbos bris is your chai because it's a mitzvah law.
Right.
You
did nothing. So you got to do it again. As he said before, you got to do it again.
You don't
get a punishment for that. Exactly. Now, Seifa, the case of the Seifa, which is where you mild the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Yeah, that's you mild the Sunday baby on Shabbos. It's a day early. Nitna Shabbos lidchos etzlo. That's okay. You're not going to get a punishment for that. We push it off. We say it's docha. Hacha, over here, over where? In our Mishnah, Hari Nitna Shabbos Lidchos Etzel Karban Tzibur. But of course, there are Karban Tzibur's that are being done on Shabbos. So says Reb Meir, if you make a mistake and you bring another Karban Tzibur on Shabbos, it's docha. It's okay. So Amar Vashi, if that's true, Rav Kahana, Hachanami, Hari Nitna Shabbos Lidchos Etzel Tinogos Da'alma, well, there are babies in the world that are bris milah is being done on Shabbos, and it's valid. So your bris milah should also be valid. Shouldn't be chayav chadus for that. No, Amalei, no, look, I'm high gavrim, yes, low isyav. No, this guy, not true. This guy doesn't have bris milah to do on Shabbos. Yeah, in China, there's a bris milah being done on Shabbos. Not this guy. See, what?
No
shaykhis, exactly, no shaykhis. Okay, that was hard Gemara. That ends at Gemara. Then we said, the next Mishnah said, Ushar kol hazvachim, all other karbanos, sheshachtan l'shem Pesach, if they're shechted for a Pesach, im ein ru'uyin chayiv. If they're not roi to be chayiv, then they're chayiv. V'im ru'uyin, if they are roi, what do you mean they're roi? It's the right animal, the right age, everything's right. Rabbi Eliezer b'chayiv chatos, Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Eliezer b'chayiv chatos, Rabbi Shua says he poter. Okay? What? Because it was set aside for a shlamim, that's why. It was set aside for a shlamim. It happens to be, it fits all the criteria. So it can't be a Pesach, good question. It says to be sure, you didn't do anything wrong. Why? What? You can't reallocate it, but you didn't, you're not chayav anything because you told b'dvar mitzvah. Now, man tana deshani lan ben ru'uyin l'she'ena ru'uyin, who makes this distinction between if the animal was roy or not roy? Because a shlamim can be any animal. It can be anything you want. And it can be any gender, any age. No one cares. But a Pesach is much, much more specific. So if it happened to be that all the stars aligned and the animal you shechted, that was a shlamim, l'shem Pesach, fit, tovid bar mitzvah. Who says that? Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, echad azvachim haru'uyin, ve'echad azvachim she'en haru'uyin, whether it's roi or not roi, v'chein hashochet l'shem imurei tzibur, pater, divei Rameir. Rameir says he pater for everything. Rameir was very makel. Reb Shimon, no. Lo nechluku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua al she'enun ru'uyin shechayev. If it's not roi, even Rabbi Yeshua would say you're chayev. Al ma nechluku, what are they arguing about? Al ru'uyin. If it's only if it's roi, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Fine. Amr of Bibi, Amr of Elazar, poter hayu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir would pater, afilu egel shal zivche shlamim sheshachtu l'shom Pesach. Even an egel, which can't be a carbon Pesach. and if it was set aside as a shlamim, and you shecht it for a Pesach, it says Rav Meir Yipater on Shabbos. Yipater. But Rav Meir says, but if you, what if it was a balmum? And you shechted a balmum l'shem Pesach. Says Rav Meir, you're p'chayah for that. So why for that you're p'chayah, and if it's an egel, you're p'ter? Why? What's the difference? They're both not a Pesach. Amalei, balmum lo tarid behu. Because no one's busy with balmums. No one's busy with a balmum. Hi, tarid be. Here you're busy with it. What does it mean you're busy with it? It's not a valid carbon Pesach. It's an egel. Look at Rashi. It's a fascinating Rashi. The first skinny line. Hi, tarid be. Kol yimei hafrishasan belibo. Every, the minute you mafrish it in your heart, you mafrish it as a shlamim. Then the Kohen gets it, and the Kohen makes a mistake and thinks it's a carbon Pesach. You mafrish it in your heart, v'omer, mos I efne v'akrivenu. When will I have a free minute? I can go be makriv it. You're so mak, you're so busy, you're so thinking about it all day.
Can
now.
Bring
no. That's exactly the point. You can't. But Pesach you can. So what if you think it's a Pesach? Says Rabbi Elazar Yechayev. It's not a Pesach. I got what you thought. Rabbi Shur says, no, you made a mistake with a mitzvah. So you potter. That's only if it's roy to be a carbon Pesach. Rabbi Meir says, even if it's not roy to be a carbon Pesach, you still potter. Why? Because you're so busy with it. Now you're not busy with a bam mum. So if it had a mum, then even Rabbi Meir would agree Yechayev. What about if it's chulin? It was a chulin animal, shechted l'shem Pesach. Mali amar meir. What would meir say about that? Amalei, potter harmeir, filu chul l'shem Pesach. Even a chulin animal, l'shem Pesach, he would take a potter. Ay, v'amar biyochan, amodar meir bali mumen. What's the difference between a chulin and a balmum? A chulin animal you're also not dreaming about, bringing it for a carbon, it's a chulin. Amalei, so bali mumen, lo michlefi. A balmum, you can't make a mistake. Hacha hani michlefi. This you can mix up with a valid carbon. And based on that reason, you potter. The time about the mayor mishum echlufi, velo echlufi. That wasn't the reason what he said. His reason, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, v'lazar, potter her mayor, afil egel, shalzichay shlamim, shachlul shom pesach, al matayma her mayor, mishum detarit. The reason was because you were tarit. You were preoccupied. You're waiting. You're longing. Not mixing, not because you're mixing up. So what's going on here? So a chulin animal, says Rav Meir, is good because you can mix it up with a real carbon. That's not the reason. The reason was because you're tarid. You're busy. You're dreaming. You're not tarid on a chulin animal. It's chulin. So why chulin is more like a balmum? So amalei. No. Tarid. You're tarid. Afagaf de lo michlaf. Even if it's not going to be mixed up. Michlaf, but if it could be mixed up, afagaf de lo tarid. Even if you're not going to be busy with it, like a chulin. La fuke balmum. Which excludes a balmum, v'lo ichlefi michlaf, you can't mix it up, has a mum, v'lo mitra tarid, and you're not tarid either. You have nothing. Therefore, the only one, the animal that cannot be good, according to a mayor, is a balmum. Yosef Reb Zera, Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, ikle de Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Reb Zera and Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak were sitting in the hall of Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. V'yosef ika Amri, they were sitting there, were talking. Amr Reb Shmuel Ben Lakish. Ready for this? Nischalif lo shpud shel noser bishpud shel tali. You mixed up the noser pot, the noser meat, with the roasted meat. Right? Okay? You wanted to eat basar kudshim that were roi, and by mistake you ate noser. V'achla and you ate it. Chayev. Yechayev achatos. We're saying that with olive base. You thought you're eating then. No, you chayev chatos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ishto nida bal, chayev. Your wife was a nida, you chayev. You chayev. Now what are you chayev for? Luchar, it's a shogeg. It's a shogeg. I thought she wasn't a nida. She turned out she is. I didn't know. You chayev chatos for that. Now yevimto nida bal putter. But if it's your yevama, right, your brother's wife passed away, Nebuch. Your brother passed away. You're doing the mitzvah of Yibum, and it's the wedding night of the Yibum night, and it turns out she's a Nida, and you didn't know that, it's a Shogeg. You putter. So now we're going to analyze the three cases we said. Noser, Nida, and a Yevimto Nida. So, Ikeda Amri, Kolshgein, Behahi de Mechayev. So for sure, listen to this Gemara. For sure, by the case of the Noser, you're Chayev. Dolo Asa Mitzvah. You didn't do a Mitzvah. You ate Noser. There's no Mitzvah there. Right? But by Yedida, there is a Mitzvah? So Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, De'ein shum lachluchis mitzvah. There's no lingering of a mitzvah whatsoever. Yeah, no, sir. But when you're with your wife when she's in nida, aval hacha, but over here by the wife, afal gav de mu'uberes, even if she's pregnant, miha mitzvah simchas ishto ikka. Simchas ishto. You made your wife happy. Even though there's no mitzvah, maybe it's a little bit different. Is the amri, and therefore it would be pater. Is the amri bahi pater? No, others say no. By the shpud, by the case of the nose, you pater. My time of why? Hasam by the nida who to have a little shule. You should have asked her. You should have asked your wife. Are you a nida, by the way? You should have asked her. Abul hacha, but over here, the law have a little shule. Lo, there's no one to ask. You can't ask the nose, by the way. Are you a nose, sir? You can't ask. It's a mistake. And since it's a mistake, you're pater. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Yevimto de Kavod Mitzvah, Ishanami Kavod Mitzvah. Sakra by the Yevama, your potter, you did a mitzvah. By your wife, you also did a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah you do by your wife? Puruvu, let's say, whatever. So Beishdu Muberes, now she's already pregnant. Va'ika Simchas Ona, but there's a Simchas Ona. Says the Gemara, Shlova Shas Ona, wasn't the time of Ona. Ah, if I'm a Rabbi Chayavad Musmach Ishto Bedvar Mitzvah, can make your wife happy anytime. No. Samach Levest. It was close to the time when she's going to become a nida, and therefore there's no mitzvah. So ihachi afil yivimto nami. Then yivimto also. Why is it different? Why are you pater for her? The Gemara says no yivimto bazes mine ishto lo bazes mine. By the yivimto, by the yivama, you're embarrassed. You're not close to her. So you're going to ask. Are you nida now? You don't ask that to someone you just got married to. Your wife, you know her for many years. You could ask her that question. So therefore, it's different. It's a tov, it's our mitzvah, and therefore you pater. So one second.